Blog Talk Radio.
You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. We need the world to come together as one. God, Holy Spirit, Son. History repeats itself with no lessons learned. Burning up the outside, cause some people inside's rotten. No slave days, no more picking cotton. Pray God take the scales off our eyes. Too many out here blind, no spiritual time. Jesus came for our sins to be forgiven. Walking in disobedience with our wrong decisions. No way we can prosper. In due time's promises will manifest. Forgive yourself, don't live in regret. Preserve your energy, people won't change. Happier, find your enemies. Can't let evil spirits hinder me. Meditate on God's word day and night. Daily is a fight to keep our minds right. Daily is a fight to keep our minds right. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere.
Putting up a prayer when times in life ain't fair. All the burdens you do bear, and it seems like no one cares. Looking at these tragic times, no justice for the crime. Where's the peace that we will find while we always on the grind? Tired of people dying, when they live they end up crying. Put themselves in city hiding, they could be the one that's shining. Live your life, there's no rewinding. Live your life and keep on fighting. Live your life and keep on trying. Live your life, there's no denying. He got your destination. God is great, no explanation. He release you from temptation, most importantly salvation. I am loved and I am free, with God's blessed Trinity. Once was blind, but now I see. Keep me planted like a tree planted by the river. Not a taker, but a giver. Find a Satan versus sinner, but with Jesus I'm a winner. I am his prized possession, always teaching the great lessons. Not too late to be a blessing, it's our poetry confession.
You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere.
That was a Poets Inc. track, lyrical in the mark on the beat. Man, the devil didn't want me to do this interview today, but you know the devil is alive. It's all good here. Sis Genevieve, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's going on today?
Oh, just chilling. All nervous, you know, I don't do stuff like this.
What you nervous for?
I don't like talking.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one that don't like talking, but it's all good. Nobody can see us, right? So that's the good thing.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. So what I wanted to talk to you about is like, how did you come up with this movement? Like, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came up with this movement.
Okay, so pretty much I moved to Vegas from Cali in June and had this job as a house parent, living with the foster kids pretty much in my own house, making my own rules, in the, like, owner's ranch. with a whole bunch of different other people. And at the beginning, everything was going good. I was encouraged. I was ready to change the kids' lives. But that job was so busy to where I was way too exhausted to even give God that time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then once I wasn't able to give God that time, because I wasn't able to go to church, and by the time it was nighttime, I didn't want to go to sleep because I gave so much of my energy to the kids. It was a lot. So I just kind of like, I didn't drift away. Like, God was there, but it was, he wasn't where he should have been in my life at that point. And so everything just started going downhill, whether it was with the kids acting a certain way, destroying a house, giving attitude, or it was the coworkers being jealous because they seen that I wasn't like them or I didn't talk to the kids the way they talked to other kids. And then it was the management that did favoritism, and they wasn't that supportive. So I had all of that against me in those couple of months being there. And so then I ended up, like, pretty much having lots of anxiety. My sleep patterns was messed up. I wasn't eating. I probably lost, like, 10 or 15 pounds working there. And I was there from, like, June to October. So I was sick. And I'm like, how am I supposed to take care of these kids? And I can't take care of myself. I don't got no kids. It was a lot that I didn't think about before taking the position. So I kind of was just like, nope, mentally I'm not here. I cried every day. I was having chest pains every day, headaches every day. I was weak. It was a lot. I wanted to hide. I wanted to just stay in the room. And I was doing it all by myself. By the time I did get an assistant, she was kind of devious. She made things worse for me. And so I was kind of like, nah, this is not it for me. And I asked God, I was just like, is this, like, where I'm supposed to be? I didn't get an answer, but the more I prayed on it, the worse the days got worse than being there. And I wasn't happy, so I was kind of like, that is my answer.
In a way. Exactly.
And so I was able to quit and move in with my parents. So this is where I've been with my parents. I have found a job. It was a contract job right after this. And then when I was about to start the job, me and my household got COVID. So I was just like, well, dang, I'm tired. Man, it was horrible. Like, we couldn't even celebrate Thanksgiving because we didn't taste nothing and we didn't really have no appetites. It was just very disappointing. And so in those moments when I was home trying to get better, I was spending lots of time with God. I was reading the Word. I was looking at preaching on YouTube. All day, that's all I did. I was inward. I was praising. I was worshiping God. I was still able to sing. And it kind of, and through those moments, he was just pretty much like telling me, like, your boldness is needed. He was just like, this is your year for boldness. This is your year to walk confidently in me and to trust in me. So he was molding me in this boldness, in this, like, this change, because I was not a bold person. I'm not an outspoken person. Like, he's still working on me on that, but he keeps on giving me opportunities to talk, so he's working right now. But, yeah, so when it came to Bully Walk-In, he gave me the idea to make my Instagram page, because this walk is not easy to do by yourself. And so I felt like making this page would help uplift other women and girls, because that's kind of mainly my focus right now. It's just the women and young teenager girls, females. Because I personally, being a female and being emotional, you get distracted, and the only way you can't be distracted is when you have God by your side. So God keeps me mentally together, and so I want to be able to keep every other woman and teenager together, because it's hard out here, because we be wanting so many things, not understanding that for us to get these things, we need to have God first.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty much like my motivation. Like, I know I'm an encourager, and I know I should be uplifting people, so I'm going to use Instagram and Facebook mm-hmm. and everything else on social media to do that, to uplift mm-hmm. God, to be bold about who God is, and boldness to keep it real, to keep it real mm-hmm. With the women out here, because can't sugarcoat it. God don't sugarcoat nothing. So why we sugarcoat it?
Period. No, that's real right there, what you're saying. That God don't sugarcoat nothing. So why is people out here sugarcoating anyway, just to, you know, make somebody else feel comfortable? And, you know, when we do sugarcoat things, it doesn't allow us to grow, or it doesn't allow the next person that we're sugarcoating it with to grow either.
Exactly.
So that's the thing with I was just talking to Jonathan too about that too just a while ago about, you know, you have to be real with in the gospel. Like, it's like I was listening to somebody and it was like, oh, we're raising weak generations in the gospel, and I'm like, you know what, she's not telling a lie right there. You know, it's a lot of people, you know, that's not strengthened in God. And you know, it all depends on the type of relationship with God. But I want to ask you this. You said when you moved from there and went to that place where all this started happening, was that a flesh move, or was that something that, well, you said, was that a flesh move for you?
To move to Vegas? No. So last February, I came out here for my cousin's birthday party, and my parents were already moved out here. And I was just like, wow, it's so peaceful here. Like, it was so refreshing. I felt at home being out here. And then, because I was supposed to move when my parents left last October, but then I was like, I'm not ready yet. I was still holding on to stuff I shouldn't have been holding on to, so I stayed in Cali. And so coming back in February kind of was like, oh, this is a breath of fresh air. But I still didn't say, okay, I'm going to move yet. And then I went, where did I go? I went to a service, and somebody was just pretty much prophesying to me and was saying, like, the house that you move into is going to be blessed. And before I even, like, went to this service, I already was just like, I'm going to buy a house in Vegas. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Like, that's going to be, like, I can get a nice house out there because it's so cheap or whatever. But I didn't speak to this person about it. So for him to bring that up, I was kind of like, oh, that's kind of confirmation for me to go, you know? And then before I even found out about this job, I didn't know I was going to, like, live in the house there too. So then I was kind of like, oh, is this a part of that too? But it was kind of challenging, because I feel like I personally messed up whatever God was trying to do. Like, no, I wasn't doing, like, no sinful stuff, but I wasn't trusting in him in the process of working there, so it messed me up.
Was it because it wasn't of everything like me? Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, because what was I going to say? Because it wasn't like I wasn't a blessing being with those kids. Because, no, those kids talked to me about everything. They were very open with me. Everything. It was great. But I think the pressures of the people there took too much of a toll on me. And that was the other thing. Like, and that's with my self-esteem, and that's with me knowing what I was doing. I got lost in the process because God wasn't in the process. I was just soaking into the negativity.
And then, see, that's, remember when I told you I had text you get that book, that Crushing by T.D. Jakes?
Yeah.
That you need to read that book, because it talks about all that, like the attacks coming, and it's like, you know, God uses that to take us where he wants us to be in the walk with him. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that, like, T.D. Jakes went through a lot, too, with the crushing during the process of where God, you know, where God has him today. He's been through so much. And when I read that book, I'm just like, wow, like, you know, we go through all this stuff, too. But, you know, in the end, God is, you know, he's still going to work it out for us regardless. But it's just like, man, we have to grow from these attacks, you know, get stronger, get wiser and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yes. That's exactly why I kind of feel like he got me away, because I have no people to be around, no distractions. My mom and dad, they don't distract me. He had to get me by myself, just him and me. And literally, it's just me and him every day. Mm-hmm. Because wherever he's about to take me, he about to take me there, and I have to be ready. So everything happened for a reason, even in those days. Being here, going through COVID, I didn't take it for granted. I appreciated the time with God because it did strengthen me. It did build my confidence. My confidence is up high, not just like, because I know my worth, but just in general. Like, I know who I am, and I know, like, what I want in general, and I'm positive about it. I know my decisions are okay, and that whatever somebody else has to say, not going to affect me. Like, he had to help that in me, because I was such a people pleaser and wanted to do all the right things and needed praise from people all the time. No, that's not going to work. That's why I went through such a negative state of mind, because I was dependent on people's approvals and people saying, you're doing a great job and all this stuff. And God's just like, but what about me? What about what I say? What about what I do? Like, what about what he wants me to do, you know? So I had to get in that space of walking in faith and just believing, like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this walk. I ain't going to drift. I'm going to stay anchored. And I'm going to do what God has me to do and say whatever I have to say. Because what I say on boldly walking is from the heart, and God talks to me through the heart. Sometimes I'm ministering to myself because I'm going through at that moment, and God is giving me something to encourage me with, and I just post it. Whatever comes from my heart is what's given, and I will continue to be transparent with that, because there's not a lot of transparent people out here. I don't want nobody to think I am perfect at all. Let me tell, like, I don't care. You don't know the real me, because the more you tell on yourself, the more release you get, you know, the more freedom you get. And that's what I had to learn, because I used to be a very secretive person. I haven't told it all still yet, but he's going to get me there, definitely. This is a huge step for me.
Yeah, it takes time to, you know, and then too, you can't trust everybody with what you went through, or, you know, trust everybody with, you know, secret stuff that you had to, you know, dig yourself out of. Like, because, you know, everybody could pretend they care for you, or, you know, pretend they want to hear how your, you know, life been going and stuff like that. And sometimes I believe that we confide in the wrong people just so we could, you know, release what we have inside of us, you know, because sometimes it builds, after a while, it builds up and builds up, like, on top of each other. So, like, it's like sometimes we just want to vent to people, but it's like sometimes sometimes we don't vent to the right people that can actually restore us in certain ways that we need restored. You know what I mean?
Right. I might as well talk to God at that point. Like, no. I'm going to tell it all to God. At least he can fix my issue.
Exactly. And then, you know, what people, and when you don't vent to people, they act like you, like you said, you're not better than nobody. It's just that, like, I don't feel led to let you know all my business like that, you know?
Yes, exactly. Like, you got to know exactly who you're talking to and make sure, like you said, that they're trustworthy to know. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you were talking about people pleasing, so you used to, and I think that's what's wrong with the body of Christ today, that we have too many people depending on other people's approval and not what God is telling them in their spirit, you know what I mean, or what God is confirming to them.
Yes, exactly. That it'll keep you stuck. Like, it's a draining feeling. Why are you trying to entertain these people? Like, what is that doing for you? Like, you have to literally think, like, okay, I am not of this world, so why does the things of this world matter? Like, literally divide the two. And that's what I have to learn to do, is divide the two. Like, okay, things happen, people gonna come for me, but it's okay because I'm pretty much hated because I'm doing what God is doing. Jesus was hated because he was doing what God was telling him to do. It's the exact same thing. And some people can't take that. I used to be a person that couldn't take that. Like, why does this person feel this type of way for me? I'm this, that, and that, then the other. No, okay, well, Jesus knows. God knows, like, exactly who you are. He appreciates you, you know? It's just finding that relationship, that love that he gives.
Because going back to what you said about, like, when you first went to the house and then all the attacks start coming and stuff, what God was giving me is, like, you know, when we, certain places where we go, you know, God already knows what's going to happen. You know what I mean? He just, are we going to deal with this? Or are we going to go back, like you said, now I have more time with God. It's just me and him. It's not me, him, the kids, and the management of that place where I was at, you know? And then sometimes we have to, I mean, just being us and God, you know, I mean, it'd be sometimes where I'd be like, look, Lord, I want to go do other things. Like, you know, I love you and everything. And, you know, we could always talk. But can I go out and, you know, do some things that I want to enjoy, you know, hang out with friends and certain things like that? But he like, no. He like, no, I want to get you prepared for where I'm taking you. And sometimes, you know, we get impatient. You know, we don't want to wait on God because, you know, God takes too long at times. You know, this long-suffering stuff is really no joke. And it's like, man, you got to be, when God is calling you to do something, you just got to surrender. Because if you don't surrender to what he's calling you to do or something like, or anything that he's calling you to do, if it's to tell somebody something that you know they're not going to receive it, are you still going to tell them or not? Or are you just going to be like, nah, they ain't going to receive it, so I ain't going to say nothing. And he's like, nah. I need you to speak what I said because you're going to walk in disobedience if you don't say what I'm telling you to say.
Right. That's exactly how it is. Like, there is a point in life where you should know exactly what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. Because at this point, if you're making those decisions to be around those wrong friends, those are your desires that you need to pray about. Those are desires that you need to pray away. If those aren't the right friends for you, like, no. And then what was the other thing? Oh, I forgot.
gotta bring it back to you. Gotta bring it back to you. So like you said, you stopped being a people pleaser. So, are you feel better about yourself right now, not being pleasing people, but pleasing God? You know, are you understanding yourself better as you walk along with God, right?
Definitely. I think it's just crazy because if I wasn't a people pleaser, I would have been far, far, far into what God needed me to do purpose-wise. But that has been my stronghold. That was my bondage. That's what kept me down, because that's what the devil had to have to keep me down, because whatever Jesus is about to do, I'm going to need this God-pleasing personality.
Exactly.
Like, if I had to keep that people-pleasing personality, I still would have been wondering, like, ooh, how did I sound? Ooh. The audience didn't react to the way I just sung. Like, who cares? My heart is for Jesus at this point. how I'm feeling right now, I'm gonna release it to him right now, and so he can understand, like, I love you just as much. And if it touched people, it touched people. It's just a certain way.
Go ahead.
Oh,
no, I want to hear what you got to say.
What was I about to say?
Come on,
it's just like a... It's just a certain way you have to look at things. God changes your mindset when you want it to be changed.
You said the correct thing right there, when you want it to be changed, you know. And that's the difference, too, like, in the body of Christ. Also, like, people say they want to change, but it's a difference in you actually changing and wanting to change. Like, yeah, God makes the changes for us, but you as a person, as an individual, you have to put that effort into changing yourself. Yes, God's going to make the way the things happen. He's going to do his part. But it's like we also have to do a part in changing, too.
Exactly. And people don't want to make the gesture to do that. Like, somebody was talking to me and was saying, like, how he wants to eat better. He said he wants to eat better. And and he's just like, but God hasn't done it for me. But what exactly have you done for him to, like, to get that out of you? What are you sacrificing? This actually, you eating better is your sacrifice for him. Like, think about that. Like,
No, seriously. Fasting, praying, you know, a lot of people don't even fast. They pray, but they don't fast. You know what I'm saying? And in the Bible, it does say fast and pray. You know, I'm not a person that can quote every scripture out the Bible. I can't tell you, oh, it's in Matthew, but I know, you know, God says my... God say sheep, my sheep know my voice. So, you know, when he give it to me, I can give it to the people. But I can't be like, oh, going Matthew 2 and 25 and it says woosie woop woop. You know what I mean? So that's the crazy. Man, and it's crazy because you posted something like a while ago and you said, like, people need to, what you said, check on the gifted people. You said people need to check on people that do mostly of the encouraging, right? Didn't you say something like that?
Yes.
And you know what?
It is draining.
But you know what, though? I had to go through that little phase of myself. Lord, I'm encouraging everybody, you know. I'm uplifting people. And it's crazy. Me and Jonathan was just talking about this, too, like a minute ago before we signed on here. And we were, it's so draining, but you know, God, he doesn't want people to, sometimes he don't want people to uplift us and encourage us. He wants us to go back to him, go back to that word, you know, and that's where you're going to get that energy from. That's where you're going to get that boost back from. Everything you just gave out, go back to my word, fill it up, because I'm going to need you to get in that word to go back out and spit out that encouraging stuff too. So don't depend on people to come encourage and uplift you. Get in my word, because I do the encouraging and uplifting.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. You definitely, it's like, because even like when I'm down, this is what used to happen. When I was down, I wouldn't even sing. I wouldn't put on my gospel music. I would just sit there in the sadness and depression. And then one day, what was that, in March, I was with my friend. And she was encouraging me. But this is not the point of the of what I'm about to say. But so she started singing, "Fill me up, fill me up, God, fill me up until I overflow." And that's what I needed. And she was just like, "Come on, you gotta sing with me, you gotta sing." So once I was able to start singing, that's when all that, the negativity, all that stuff just disappeared. And that's when I learned, like, okay, worship, you gonna hit when I need you the most. When I am down, I push myself to sing because there's a release for me.
No, it is. because that's the work you worshiping to get all that off of you. Like, you know, we can't. It's a fight in a spiritual warfare out here, and you know we can't fight in a physical way. We got to go to the Word. We got to worship. We got to praise. You know, we got to dig ourselves up out of these ditches, because you know the more that God is going to use you, that's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
So you got to be equipped, huh?
I say yeah, the attacks definitely.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody ain't going to be there to rescue all the time. So it's like, you know, we got to be equipped for ourselves to get over it ourselves, you know. Yeah, it's cool to hear from some people. Yeah, they encourage you, but you got to know it for yourself and be confident in yourself to know I can get myself out of this depression. I ain't even going in depression. Let me praise and worship, devil. You ain't got nothing on me. Let me use my voice. And I've always told you, even when you were singing at the youth ministry, you have something in you that God is going to use. That's why I see your growth and, you know, the confidence. That's why I had to, like, wait, boldly walking, like, where you come from with this? Like, you know, that's why I'm like, wait, the interview about this. Where did this come from right here, you know? Because that's God. He's working on you. He's molding you. He's taking you to another level, because I've been telling you and Tanisha, like, yeah, it goes back to having that genuine heart, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody ain't got that heart.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, we could walk around thinking people, just because we say people are friends and, you know, we thinking they have, you know, this good heart, and it takes God for you to let you see through people, because a lot of people be faking and phony with the gospel. I'm going to just put it out there and keep it real. Like, you know, a lot of people fake and phony with the gospel, and then when you try to tell them something, they don't want to receive it from you. Like, you know what? I can only say, you know, what God tell me to say or what he put on my heart to say. It's on you to receive it or not, like, you know?
Yes.
And it's like, stop faking with the gospel, because God exposes stuff to people too. And then you have, like you said, I have to have confidence to walk boldly. You know, it's just, without confidence and not knowing yourself and not knowing how much you're valued, you're not going to be able to never walk boldly.
Exactly. Like, that's important. Like, it took me a minute to understand that. Like, it has. It's been a fight because of distractions. Distractions are horrible. They will mess you. They will turn you around upside down in 3.5 seconds if you let it. Now, once you get your self-control,
exactly.
Like, okay, I can work with you. I can anchor you. I can keep you still. But you gotta let me. Like, this is a let me walk. He lets us freely do what we want to do, and he loves us even more when we just be like, Jesus, take it. Take me.
Exactly. But that's where he comes. Go ahead. What you were saying?
What's that, Travis? The Travis Green song, I Just Want You. I just want you. I just want you. I just want you. Reach out for you, Lord. We just want you. We just want you. We just want you. So take everything. I don't want it. I don't need it. God, won't you take everything? I don't want it. I don't need it, God. Those songs, those hits, like, oh, take it, Jesus, please. You just get tired at some point of having to deal with the situations. Like, why not give it to him?
Exactly. He wanted all.
He has a huge cross on his back. Right.
Exactly. That's what he wants you to do, though, you know? And sometimes the devil will play with your head and be like, oh, no, don't praise and worship. Don't sing to him so he could take you out of this bondage I want to keep you in. Like, no, you ain't going to keep me in this pit, devil. Chill out. You chill out over there, and I'm going to get up out of here on you.
Exactly.
Oh, man. The devil. the devil didn't even want me to get this interview. Then my phone was like, oh, well, you can't make this call. I'm like, hold up, wait, what's going on? Like, I had to call the people, add something to my phone line. I'm like, nah, I got to straighten this out with my plan. I need to pay everything for one. I don't need this added or this added. But, sis, I don't want this to hang up on us, but, man, you definitely got something in you that, you know, God is trying to get you to. And what I see is, like, you know, them attacks is nothing but going to make you stronger and wiser. And, like, right now, look how he just burst the boldly walking out of you, because it's something that you have to go through to figure this out for yourself, you know? So you want to encourage others to do the same. Be confident in yourself. Don't people please. You ain't got to people please. If God said you this, value that and do what God says you have to do and who he says you are. Once you know that, then you could boldly walk with God.
That is true. Thank you. That's awesome.
You're so welcome. You want to pray us out of here, though?
Sure.
Come on, sis.
Lord, thank you for this opportunity, God. Thank you for this boldness that you called us all out to have, God, to strength in you, God, to have confidence in you, God. I pray that you continue to keep us moving forward with you, God, and only you, God, and keeping what's to the left and to the right of us out of sight, God, and out of mind, God. Just you, God, should be in our hearts, God, and in our minds, God, and in our souls, God. I pray that we continue to give ourselves to you each and every day, whether days are good and whether days are bad, God. We continue to want more from you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. There we go. I felt that power. Come on, sis. So you know what? You know, we gonna always talk on social media, talk here and there, but what I wanna say to you is continue to walk boldly and, you know, let God keep revealing to you, you know, what he wants from you. And it's all right to be isolated, because that's where we hear more from God and what he wants us to do.
Thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity too.
Oh, no, you're welcome. You're welcome. I got some other stuff I want a lot of us to do, like, but, you know, I'll get back to you with that, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day, sis.
You too.
Bye-bye.